This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, there can be a flaw in a good idea. Because you can't argue that this is keeping people who are vulnerable doing their jobs safe.
Absolutely.
Okay, but at the same time, when it takes this long to find out you screwed up, it's not going to have the safety effect I think people assume it does. Not to mention, you may be able to make an argument that not being aware you've been caught for something and continuing to catch that person for the same thing in the meantime is a little unfair.
I'm kind of getting BF'd here, bro.
Okay, you're biased right now.
No kidding.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So last week, we shared a shocking story about old Leadfoot Tommy Ulay. So if you listen to the show, you know that Tommy drives like an old woman. As well as dresses like an old woman. And you were shocked when you got something in the mail.
So my wife goes, "Hey, you got a speeding ticket, I think." And I go, "I never got pulled over." So, she shows me the ticket. It's one of these tickets where they just caught you on camera, and there's pictures of your car and your license plate speeding. And it gives you the speed, but it doesn't tell you exactly where you are. It just tells you the general area.
Okay. And you were going?
I was doing 51 and a 40 in a construction zone somewhere on 490.
So it's 490 just past the Freddie Sue Bridge. We'll get back to that in a second. So as we've mentioned, every time these cameras come up on the show, they're not without controversy. Folks don't like the fact that they're getting busted without being pulled over. Some people have claimed the cameras have malfunctioned, and that's why they got a ticket. And once again, folks say it's entrapment, people that don't know what the definition of entrapment is. And
the witch hunt.
There have been calls to make changes to the program. Well, Tommy, after your mail showed up again after the weekend, you were shocked to find again.
Got another one. Got it over the weekend. She goes, my wife goes, "Unbelievable, you got another one of these speeding tickets."
Oh, my God.
So what happens now?
So my first ticket, it was I was doing 51 in a 40.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That ticket was $50. This ticket, I was doing 53 and in the same spot. It's now $75. So it looks like it's going up 25 bucks a pop.
And you don't know when this one happened?
Oh, yeah, it gives you, it tells
you
when.
Okay, so these were close together?
I think they were, I got to look.
But here's the problem. You got the first one all the way back in late August.
So this is the way I go home every day.
So I'm sorry, you were caught on a camera in late August. You did not find out until a week ago. So this second one, we would assume is a day or two later.
Could be.
You didn't find out until October.
I could have multiples of these.
So you have been breaking the law. I mean, you knew what you were doing, but you didn't know what you were
creeping.
Doing.
Bro, I'm creeping.
According to the camera, you weren't.
People blowing past me.
Yeah, were they? Okay. Well, tell it to the judge, but you can't because there's no judge.
Well, I'll tell you what. So I changed my routine now.
Oh,
I'm not a big change routiner guy.
What'd you do?
First of all, I'm done with the interstate. Done. I'm done.
You just stick it to Eisenhower?
Yeah, Eisenhower can kiss my ass. Thank you for your service. But I am done with the interstate highway system in this country.
So you're going to take the back roads home every day?
So yesterday I did. Yesterday I went down. I had to weave through. So I went down Main Street to east to home.
Okay.
And it was perfect.
Okay.
I got home at 4:30. I haven't been downtown in a while. Man, they're doing a lot of stuff.
Looks nice, right? It looks really nice.
Some of them are pretty good. Yeah, so, yeah, so I legitimately did not take that road anymore because I don't know how I can have 10.
But that's
I can have one a day.
That's just it. Yeah. That doesn't solve your problem because you've already broken the law X amount of times without knowing.
No, but I want to stop the bleeding.
Yo, how about you just drive slower?
Yeah, but we also don't know how, like, do they still give you one if you're, like, you know, less than five over? Like, do you?
I think five was the number.
I think five's the limit.
But I've been, now, after you got that ticket, I've been doing exactly 40 through
there. Right.
Exactly.
But you ever driven 40?
Yes.
It's almost impossible.
Shut
up. On the interstate, think about it. Get out on the interstate and do 40.
But you also feel like you're holding up other people. There's a lot of pressure right there in the spot that you're getting it, because there's so many variations for how fast people are going.
Mm-hmm. You're making a lot of excuses.
No, but everybody's jet ass, and I gotta be old man now in a sweater going slow.
Like, it makes me nervous when people tailgate me.
Okay. Look, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here's the thing. Personally, I'm very torn right now, because I do think this sucks for you, and I do have legitimate... I feel bad.
Do
I
you?
Feel bad.
Do you?
But at the same time, I want just to get to like 7, 8, 9 tickets. That would be so.
Bro, it could go up to $1,000. It could be costing me $100 a day to go home. And I ain't got it.
So
bro, I haven't had I have not had a raise since the Wheeze Morning Zoo.
You know what? Slow down. Stop breaking up. The law exists for a reason. Slow down. Nobody wants to work anymore.
And it isn't like I'm reckless.
Bro,
51 miles an hour. Jesus Christ.
Really?
Man.
Because I see two tickets that would suggest otherwise. Okay.
The photo of my car isn't even blurry. That's how slow I'm going.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I think here's where we're at with this.
Right.
With the construction camera tickets. Mm. You can have a good idea with some flaws. And there seems to be a bit of a flaw in this system. It would benefit everyone involved if the person who got the ticket was made aware they got the ticket within 24 hours of getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that the logistics behind that would be tough. Let me be clear. You don't have to send me the ticket within 24 hours. That's asking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be a way.
Give me a notification.
Yes, for the state to send you a text or an email.
They have all my information.
Yeah, you registered
the
car.
And now they really have my information.
Right, and this is less about protecting the person getting the ticket and more about the people you're trying to protect. And what I mean by that, Tommy, you were unaware that you were speeding because you thought that was a 55-mile-an-hour
zone. I'm crawling. I'm actually going under 55. I'm being a good guy.
And I think a lot of people in that specific spot, you're coming off the Freddie Sue Bridge around that corner. Mm-hmm. I think everyone thinks it's 55, but it's not. There's another couple hundred yards.
Yeah.
So you're getting people in a weird spot there. But by not knowing you got the ticket, you're not slowing down for a month,
right?
Which puts those construction workers in danger.
It does.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
So this is less about you and the people getting tickets and more about protecting the people that are working.
But let's take the monetary side of it. If they don't warn me for a month, they also are going to collect a crap load of money.
They are.
And by the way, they make it so easy now to pay these tickets off, because you just go to their website, because you get the notification with the pictures of your car in the mail.
Sure, sure, sure.
You just go to this website, and boom. I've now done it twice where now I have facial recognition to pay this ticket. So they have all my information. I have a PIN number now, a permanent PIN number for when I get busted.
Well, don't forget that, because you're going to need like five more times.
I know. No, it's all automatic. It's in my phone. Like, it just logs me in now when I look at it. Oh, it's you again. Man, what
this is so great.
And I don't know what it does to my insurance. Like, I know it's one thing for the car to go up. Does it jack up my insurance?
Insurance,
because that'll really, that's what kills you.
You're asking the wrong guy, because I have yet to get one of these.
No, because I got
a
like
safe driver.
But I got like AAA. I also got AARP.
So many A's in there.
Yeah, colostomy. Insurance. I have all the senior discounts right now, so my stuff is low thanks to the Gray Panthers.
Yeah.
But I could get kicked out of the Panthers. I had to get the jacket back.
Old Judas.
My silver sneakers.
Sorry. 252 to BCMF.
Oh, rip.
Tommy got another construction zone speeding ticket, but he didn't speed again because these things are taking so long to get to people.
Right.
Tommy committed these two infractions in August. He's just finding out about them now, and he could have 7, 8, 9 more coming.
Well, it could be every day. It could be every effing day.
I really hope that doesn't happen. There has to be a way to let people know that day.
There's got
to
be a cutoff.
No, why? Stop breaking the law.
Stop breaking the law.
Stop breaking the law. We used to stand for something in this country.
I mean, it's low law.
Oh, the safety of construction workers is low?
I'm low speed, low law.
No, I'm sorry. Do you not really hurt somebody if you're doing 53?
I'm going so they can read my registration when I drive by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
UCMF. Let's talk to Johnny. Hey, Johnny, how are you, brother?
Good, how you doing?
Good, Johnny, what do you got?
So, you know those construction zones going back and forth on 490? I got a couple connections within the family that are your for the police department, and I've noticed that, like, those construction zones, if you drive through them, there's no construction going on. It says road work 1 mile ahead. You go through the road work, and there's nothing going on. There's no cones or anything like that.
You talking about on the Freddie Sue Bridge there off of 490?
Well, even past that, you know, you go towards Brighton and stuff like that, and then it just says road work ends. There's no dividers, there's nothing like that. So I asked a few of my cop buddies, and they go, yeah, some of those places are a little suspect, and they even asked a couple state troopers, and they're like, yeah, they use that to catch people.
Mm. Hey, Johnny, now I'm going to throw
something
out there.
I'm being pitched by the system,
man.
Hold
on, I just want to throw something out there, because, Johnny, you seem like a really cool guy.
He's on the inside.
You sound like a really cool guy, Johnny.
Johnny inside.
Yeah, yeah, I will say this. You know, my dad was a cop growing up, and we've talked about on the show before, like, when I would watch, like, just people, like, walk up and want to talk the law with my dad, right? And he would just, like, say whatever to get him to go away. I'm just saying, Johnny. Just throw that out there. I'm just throwing that out. Johnny, I'm just saying, for the sake of you, just throw that out there.
Well, you can think what you want.
All right, Johnny. Johnny, have you gotten one of these yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, that's good.
I drive to work every morning.
Doesn't take a horse. Johnny, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I do. Look, I will say this.
Right.
Anytime I hear somebody go, my cop buddy, I am immediately suspicious of the
information. Well, you're on the inside, you know.
I'm not on the inside.
No, but your old man was a cop.
I've already gotten three or four conflicting phone calls giving me different information.
It was just so funny. Like,
who knows?
But like, as a kid, I would watch my dad say things. Like, yeah, he just wanted him to go away. I'm trying to get ice cream with my kid. Shut up.
I know. I wouldn't even know how to fight this thing.
You can't fight it. Because you know why? You can't fight City Hall when you're a lawbreaker. Bring it on!
And by the way, this company is from Philadelphia.
You keep saying this like it's what's the difference?
So I gotta drive down to Philadelphia, go to their court system? No. Then I gotta say, no, take it with New York.
Doesn't sound like you can fight it.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can't.
No, there is a way. That was with something else.
Yeah, that's different.
The Honorable Judge Donovan McNabb.
I can't even defend myself, you call this a country.
You can't defend yourself because you can't speak and you're illiterate. That has nothing to do with going to film.
Hey, the law protects the dumb people, too.
Really? Read it.
Well, they should write it dumber.
252-WCMF. Tommy got another work zone speeding ticket from August that he just found out about over the weekend.
And it goes up.
He's down 75. I am excited to see how high it goes. Is there a limit to where they stop?
Because I wonder once you hit things where it really jumps.
I'm excited.
I'm not.
252-WCMF. Again, it's not a bad idea. There is just one flaw. It would protect the folks that are working in the construction zones.
Right, because I'm speeding and not knowing.
Exactly. If the folks that got the tickets were to get a text or an email within 24 hours saying, hey, you did this, it keeps you or other criminals from continuing to get tickets and fines. It makes sure that the folks working are working around people that are driving aware of what they're doing. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Mark.
So I smell a rat. There's something fishy going on here.
A fishy rat.
I'm telling you. So I got two of myself. And here's the funny thing.
What?
51. And the next one, 53.
Look at that.
I'm talking to a guy at work. 51 and a 53. a buddy of mine, 51.
Let me guess the other one.
So,
I was going to guess that.
So I think that there's something going on here.
Is it possible?
Everybody got the same tickets.
Well, it's also possible that people, was it that same area we're talking about?
He was right behind me. I saw his picture. He was waving at me.
The picture is showing everything. Yeah,
okay.
Show it.
Is it possible? Is it possible that people are just averaging between 51 and 53 miles an hour because they think it's a 55 and don't want to get the ticket?
I don't find it possible that the first one was 51 every time and 53 for the second one every time.
And that, you put those together, that's 104.
Yeah.
We have a 104 in this area.
But you were on 490.
Right. Think about that.
All right. Hey, Mark, when did you get these tickets in the mail?
About a week and a half ago.
Oh, me
too. You guys were talking about it, I had just gotten them.
So you could have five more coming.
Settle down, Duffy.
No, I'm just saying.
No,
I'm
you. Just, me too, because you don't know.
Yeah. No, yeah. You guys could be.
I could, but I hope not.
Well, so listen, I'm starting to ban the Interstate group. We're done with the interstate, Mark.
I'm with you. Which way are we going?
We're calling ourselves the Backroad Boys.
Yeah, you look like a couple of Backroad
Yes.
Boys. Mark, no, the good news is.
This is the good news.
You and Mark can share a jail cell after your 15th construction ticket.
Probably get the chair.
No, they don't have one small enough for you. They would need a booster.
Oh, the booster shocker?
Yep. Mark, good luck, buddy. I hope it all.
I'm ready to go down there with you, and we'll fight City Hall together.
You go first.
I beg that both of you together go down
there.
You
know I ain't.
Please
going,
let
man.
Me videotape the arguments you two would make. The dumbasses, and I love you, Mark. You know that the dumbasses you are. Let me tell you something. And then Tommy can't read. He's trying to say words.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
I'm wearing my ribs Arkansas T-shirt, and I'm gonna go shake somebody's hand, pull them into me. I'm gonna.
Mark, good luck, buddy. Thanks for the call.
See you later, boys.
There goes Jet Ass and Mark. You and Mark got that in common. Let's take one more call. 252 WCMF. Again, Tommy has gotten a second construction camera ticket. He could have nine more on the way. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do to avoid the issues, you look, you have something over there, Kimmy. I'm sorry. Okay. All you have to do is find a way to alert the people that got the ticket within 24 hours. A text message, an email. Hey, this
happened.
Heads up. Yes, right? Mm-hmm. So people understand that they are doing something potentially dangerous. Josh has got the last word on CMF. Hey, Joshy boy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Josh.
Good. I got my father-in-law just got a letter in the mail, and he's like, hey, I got to pay this thing. And I look at it, $250 ticket for the new school bus. Stop sign violation. Yeah.
But you know why he got it, Josh? He was speeding to tell his daughter how disappointed he is in her for marrying you.
Oh.
So he went around a bus with the stop sign.
Yeah, this guy, he barely drives the speed limit. I mean, he does 25 and a 35. And he gets this ticket, so I'm dying. And but $250, so I'm trying to figure out, you know, how did he do this? And he's like, well, the thing was yellow. It was sitting there, you know, flashing yellow. He slowed down. He's waiting. And then he goes to go through, and she hits the red.
Oh,
she baited him.
You got to be kidding me.
She baited him.
Baiting people.
Bro, they're teaching them how to bait now.
Shut up. No, because there's people listening to this and they hear you say that and be like, I heard on a broadcast.
Yep.
Oh, Josh, did you bust his balls for it?
Oh, absolutely.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
And Josh, then we go on and try to pay it. We couldn't even figure out how to pay the thing. It wouldn't let you log in or whatever you got to do, so now he's got to mail a check. So.
Well, talk to Tommy. He's an expert at logging in.
Yeah, I can get you in and out quick.
I'll steal your password, too.
Awesome.
Josh, thanks for the call, buddy. Take care. There goes Josh. Is there anything worse than listening to your father-in-law bitch about something?
No. Father-in-laws suck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.